This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
All right, Tuesday is upon us, the 7th of August. We've got 1 week under our belt, but most people, like Jennifer Horn, don't count a full week until we go Sunday to Sunday. So we haven't had a full week that way yet, but we have 7 days under our belt as we get started with another conversational hour on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn in attendance. Sort of her voice is not here, but she's here. Victoria Keelan.
It's coming back. I feel like this is better.
Yeah, well, it is. Yeah, it sounds a little bit better. We won't tax you or push you. Kara's at the Control Center 1 in Washington. So let's get to the conversation that continues about net neutrality, Victoria. The electronic comment filing system at the Federal Communications System crashed. So the wonder is that the big four-flushing phony John Oliver has said on his HBO program that viewers ought to file comments to stop the net neutrality thing from going through. Now, there's either that or something else happened that led to there was a conspiracy theory that was filed, and it wasn't filed by Alex Jones. And there are different views because there are a lot of FCC Inspector General's reports supposedly floating around. That's the fake news part of this. Anyway, the system shutdown was blamed by the chairman of the FCC on the chief information officer. And he was hired by a Democrat. All right. So there's politics galore here. I'm guessing that there is this guy who, well, how do you pronounce his name, Victoria?
Ajit Pai. Yeah.
He looks like kind of he and John Oliver come from the same cup of tea, as far as I'm concerned. They're both a couple of phonies. Anyway,
I'm a huge fan of John Oliver. I don't think he's a phony at all.
Well, okay.
Have you ever seen his show?
I think he's an arrogant so-and-so. Well. Anyway, so that's not the story. Let's not bury the headline, Victoria. Ajit Pai said he was disappointed that FCC staffers didn't speak up against the information that came as a result of Oliver saying what he did on the air. And so here's what I get confused about, or here's what I think is very important. For those of you who haven't heard the conversation, the discussion about net neutrality and how important it is for rural America, and it just shows kind of, and Jennifer, I want not to tax you, but I do want to get your side of your point of view on this, because this guy's a Republican, and so we always turn to you. This was so political and so obvious from my perspective, rural America versus urban America. And even though the rural states were responsible for electing Trump, these people don't seem to get it. Net neutrality is all about helping the big corporate entities, not bad in and of themselves, but the people like Verizon and AT&T and Sprint and other people that don't want to serve these areas because they don't make any money. Granted, our companies are in business to make money, and it's great when they make money. But at some point, there's got to be another motivation besides just making money. And in this case, millions of Americans are online that may not be online after the net neutrality rule is completely effective. So anyway, I think that the story, the headline is that the FCC comment system crashed, and that's because people were sending information. I don't know why this wasn't done before, because this has been news for, what, 2 months, 3 months? When did this?
Well, this happened a year ago.
This it was a year ago. Has it been that long?
The site crashed in May of 2017. So, and that was due to all the comment line, and the FCC admitted they weren't hacked.
Yeah.
They said at first that they were hacked by a bunch of bots, and then it turns out that wasn't true. So they admitted that they weren't hacked. It was just the system was overloaded with comments.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really, I don't even know why this is a story, truthfully. I don't get
Actually, what I would like to know is what's changing, what's being done to protect the people who have lost or are losing their ability to get connected online. That's really the story as far as I'm concerned. That's
right.
The business here. The FCC has become extraordinarily political. More so, than it's first of all, the FCC was set up in 1929 to regulate how people who were putting radio stations on the air, to regulate the frequencies so that they wouldn't bump into each other. That's all they were supposed to do. That's the only entitlement they have from the government. And from that point to this, it's become a huge bureaucracy with hundreds of millions of dollars in their budget every year, hundreds and hundreds of employees, and they just get in the way of many of the business aspects of it, not only just radio and television, but look at they control what's on your cell phone or how you do and the frequencies that are used for all of these sub bands, and it just has become a huge example of Washington going crazy.
When did they get in charge of censorship?
Yeah.
That's
right.
Another whole thing, right?
Right. It's a joke because whenever they fine these companies, radio, TV, broadcasting companies, they never pay because what the law says is that according to community standards, well, there are no agreements on what community standards there are for obscenity and that sort of thing, so the things are always thrown out of court.
I think from a business perspective, and I don't know about the internet offering in rural areas, because I do believe that's something that states need to be handling. But as far as from a national perspective, and as far as allowing businesses to run as they see fit, I think kind of the alternative argument would be for cable operators. They would say, well, we should be able to run our internet. We should be able to run our broadband services as we want because they have to pay regulations. Company like services and free fees and franchise agreements that operators like Netflix never have to see, and so it kind of evens the playing field a bit between those two businesses. You have streaming services that come into the field and they're operating primarily online, so all they need is broadband and they don't have to go in and deal with cities and franchises and renewing licenses, where that's what the cable systems have to do, and then allow people to maybe dump cable, get their internet, and then use it to get all of their television services like Netflix. And I think that's kind of the other side of this that nobody really talks about, is that it's very similar to what's happening with Amazon and retail stores, and people don't really think about it when it comes to this.
That's an interesting point. Yeah. The government's not involved in regulating businesses like Amazon. And is the suggestion that it ought to be involved? Or is the suggestion that the government ought not to be involved in deciding whether there's net neutrality or whether maybe more basically the cable systems are available or not available? It's a business decision, and if it's
I think it's people don't always think these whole things through, and you know, when you look up net neutrality, you look at people that were rallying. It says, well, nobody knows the internet, and nobody knows they're working for on side of cable. They don't realize that cable has so many overhead costs because they're actual physical businesses in communities that every year, whether you're in name the city, a cable system has to go individually through the franchise to renew their franchise. There's so much overhead in dealing with government that. Services like Netflix.
So then what
never
could be done
to
fix the problem?
That's going to change
rather
so soon.
Than what you, than having them go through all of this rigor that you're describing. What to save? Is there anything to save the net in these rural areas? And what did you just say, Victoria?
There's already legislation that's being drawn up to go after Netflix and DirecTV Now and PlayStation View and all of these new streaming systems where you can get all the cable networks and all the major networks. That's because there's no tax on that right now.
Go after them.
They're going after them for tax. So I would say in the next year and a half to 2 years, everything that we stream is going to be taxed just like our cable bills. And then we're going to be right back to where we began.
But keep in mind, I mean, I'm a victim. The reason that this one makes me crazy is that I'm a victim of this one. I have lost a ton of business on the cable side of the company that I run with my dad because cable was given an unfair shake because all of these people for years have stolen all of cable's business. If you look at what cable now offers, cable primarily offers internet and phone. And so they have to be able to figure out a way to compete and keep their business strong too. And while all of these other people, for what? 8, 9 years have been given a free ride.
Netflix and all those make the playing field even? Is that the suggestion here?
It would start, but I think when you have people that, when you have, it's even beyond just the taxing issue. The issue is when you have built-in utilities like cable that are using one set of rules, and then you have something that's not considered a utility like a streaming service or whatever, that are not playing by the same set of rules, that makes an unfair advantage for those guys, for sure.
So the action by the FCC, this is where people get confused, was good, or is that not something that should have taken place, but the taxing of the services that are now not taxed would have evened the playing field?
Well, from a consumer end, it's just going to be the taxes in the playing field.
Right, but how do you make the argument though? Like Netflix doesn't have any hardware in my apartment, and if I had, but Verizon Fios does. So how do you?
So
make
you
the
have
argument?
Verizon Fios get your Netflix though. Without Verizon Fios, you wouldn't get Netflix or
well,
without
any
some
other,
cable.
Any other right? But what I'm saying is, any other internet provider would get me to where I need to be. And I understand what Jen's saying, but from the other side of that, how besides taxing Netflix or Amazon Prime or any of the other streaming services, how do you make the argument that they are a utility? And that's exactly what's happening right now with several different bills that are being written on various levels of the House, because people are trying to figure out how you can actually make that argument that it is a utility even though it's air. So it's, and I don't know the answer, and I don't know how it's going to shake out, except that I do think people are going to be taxed for all of the streaming services that we use. And so our bill may not be... The bill won't be as high as the cable bills were, and which is why I cut the cord on cable 2 years ago, because we were up to close to $200 a month. It's ridiculous. So, and now I'm at, you know, $50
a month. My Fios bill is $246.
Well, not internet. I'm talking about,
but it's the same thing.
Cable.
Yeah, but that's how I, cable is how you get access to all of this stuff. So it bundles together, and my bill's $246 a month. It's ridiculous.
That's how much you should be paying. Do you know how much the networks cost the cable operator? I mean, you have services like ESPN charging $9 a person. You have the amount for programming, especially as these networks become conglomerates. And they say, well, if you want to take CBS and you want to take MTV, well, then you're going to have to take all of our 55 other channels that nobody ever watches.
But are they doing that to these other streaming services too?
No, that's what's making this unfair. And that's what makes me crazy about this is that even though, and I know people don't think about it, they don't realize the unfair advantage that is being given every single day, and all they can think of is writing a sign that says the government wants to work for business and not the people, and it's just not the case. There are multi-levels to this, and I'm not saying it's 100% right or 100% wrong, but there's definitely other angles that I don't think a lot of people actually consider because they don't know the business.
Aren't you glad I brought this up? All right, let's talk about food and how it's changed over the past 60 years. The processing that has started, pesticides that have been used. What's the nourishment in the food that you put into your body today versus maybe when you were a kid? Today, GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, heavy processing, depleting the nutritional value of our food and taking a toll on your health and your energy. The fix is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is meant to counteract all of this, especially blended powerful tea, powerful herbal formulas that will help heal your body, give you more energy, no caffeine. Get a hold of it now. Life Change Tea is not available in stores. You go online to getthetea.com. Use the code DJV. They'll ship it free. Getthetea.com to clean up your bod.
Hey, Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Change at the hour here on the Tuesday DJV show. Jennifer and Victoria and I celebrating the music of Pink. Actually, the acknowledgement that follows up on what we talked about yesterday with her not being on stage in Australia. She is not ready to get back on stage. There's a virus among us, and that has put her in the hospital. Admitted to a hospital in Sydney, Australia, suffering from dehydration and a gastric virus. Man, those things, that'll, she's dehydrated because of the gastric virus. So she must have eaten something or been around somebody that had something highly contagious. As she checked in on Sunday evening, she was readmitted Monday, canceled performance last night. They said in a statement, Pink will remain in the hospital, continuing her treatment and recovery. She's been dealing with her health now, as I said, 3 or 4 days. And on Friday, she postponed the first 7 Sydney concert dates, saying, "I was hoping a couple of days of rest would help me kick this sick, but not at the speed I was hoping for." She defended her decision after there were a lot of pictures showing her sitting on the beach watching her children. She explained that the down day between dates had long been scheduled. The photos didn't show the health struggle she was in. Isn't it amazing how people rock?
Her have been sick too. People are so judgy. She got so much flack for
the internet.
The
you know what? What a bunch! It's just a despicable place. The internet, all these this social media, is just despicable.
Well, people were upset because they didn't, you know, they had paid money to see her, and then they saw her sitting on the beach. So I guess those were the concert goers. Furious
jumping
with her.
To conclusions.
Yeah.
Without social media, you'd never seen any of that stuff.
Right, right.
It's a good reminder that moms have to be moms, whether they're sick or not. And
yeah, right.
Whether they're stars or not. Yeah. Her kids have been sick. They've been trapped in a hotel room, and she had to get outside with them. So it's not a crime.
And people should stick it in their ear when they come up with stuff like that. Oh, Doug, what do you really think? Well, that's what I really think. All right, moving on now. Here's another fighter, Dionne Warwick, cousin of Whitney Houston, sister of Dee Dee Warwick, addressing allegations that her sister molested Whitney and her younger brother in an interview with Larry King. The allegations surfaced, if you remember, what, a week or... No, it's been a month or so since that Whitney documentary was airing. The assistant, Whitney Houston's longtime assistant, Mary Jones, claims that Whitney told her that Dede Warwick molested her as a child. During the interview, Dionne stood by her sister saying, quote, "I've tried to refrain from responding to that. First of all, it's totally hogwash. My sister would never, ever have done anything to do harm to a child, especially within our family. And for those lies to be perpetrated in this so-called documentary, it's evil. I'll never, and I mean this, ever forgive those who perpetrated this insanity." So last month, Houston's mother, Sissy, gave a statement about the events, said that she and her sister were only made aware of the allegations a couple of days before the film was screened in May. She said, quote, "We cannot overstate the shock and horror we feel, the difficulty we've had believing that my niece Dede molested two of my children." Whitney's brother Gary Garland claims that Dede molested him when he was 7, 8, and 9 years old, though he was not aware of his abuse until the film's release. So this interview airs August 15th on Aura TV. What is Aura TV?
That's it's an online thing that where Larry King does his show now.
This whole thing's a mess, but defending someone when Gary Garland is still alive, and so he's still saying that he was molested and saying that someone didn't molest a child, I think it's a slippery slope.
And the fact that he didn't even know that Whitney was also molested by her until the movie? It's crazy.
28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Be true to your actual self. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Your actual self consists of the qualities that you see yourself having. Your ideal self consists of the qualities you believe you can have. Your ought self is the person you believe you should have been. The bigger the gap between your actual self and ideal self, the worse you'll likely feel about yourself. The closer your actual self is to your ideal self, though, obviously, the better you'll feel about yourself. Your ought self, well, that's not realistic. If you ought to have been something, then you would have been. And hindsight is always 20/20. So the more accurate reality is that you are who you are, and that's okay. In fact, it's more than okay. It's awesome. Embrace who you actually are and strive to become who you want to be. Listen to Emotional Management, the talk show on KDKARadio.com.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
To the Europeans, you need to get with the Iranian people and get behind Trump to break this regime's back before it's too late.
That's U.S. Senate Republican Lindsey Graham with a message to European Union leaders as the EU is trying to keep the Iran nuclear agreement in place, despite the United States having pulled out of it months ago. The EU says it will try to counter President Trump's move to renew sanctions against Iran. Continuing his message to EU leaders, Graham says on Fox News,
"What is it about the Ayatollah that you like? Why do you stand with him and against the people he's oppressing?"
The trial against Paul Manafort continues after a day of explosive testimony from his former business partner, Rick Gates, who admitted that he and the former Trump campaign chief committed crimes together and that Gates embezzled hundreds of thousands of dollars from Manafort. And this is USA Radio News.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
After the hour here on the Tuesday DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, hoping you will have a good day. Let's see what Victoria's got trending. Find out if this will help us have a good day or not.
Well, it might help us have a good laugh, perhaps. Rosie O'Donnell leading a sing-along in front of the White House of Broadway performers. They're having an anti-Trump protest. He's not there. He's in New Jersey at his... Bedminster.
He heard the Broadway singers were coming.
Yeah, and he was like, okay, that's not my thing.
The singers are coming. The singers are coming. So
unbelievable.
Do we have any audio? I'd like to hear some of the audio from that. But.
Well, they warmed up their voices. Their warm-up song was America the Beautiful. And then they did Do You Hear the People Sing from Les Miserables. They did Let the Sun Shine In from Hair and Climb Every Mountain from The Sound of Music. I sort of wish Trump had been home because the tweets, I think, back and forth might have been amusing.
Yeah.
So where were they? On the back side of the White House or the front side?
Just in front where the people gather on the street. They weren't actually on the property.
Yeah. So it's that part where, well, they're on the street, where Pennsylvania Avenue was closed in front of the White House, that'd be a good place for a sing-along.
Yeah, that's where I think they must have done it.
They did it there, yeah.
I don't think of Rosie as much of a singer.
No. Which is why it
at
made
all.
Me laugh.
Right. Apparently it was led by Seth Rudesky.
I think she and Roseanne Barr ought to sing together.
Oh, no.
There's a combo.
That's
right?
A duet.
Yeah. I would imagine their politics somewhat different. Also, that might add to the color of the occasion, if you know what I mean. Today is National Lighthouse Day. Lighthouses have guided ships and boats safely to shore since the 1690s, for those of you who don't know. Remember that picture? I went down to Martha's Vineyard, I think it was the last week of May, first, I don't remember what it was. I posted a picture on the Gay's Head Lighthouse. What a fabulous story, and what a great example of lighthouses. Symbol of hope for travelers lost at sea. Lighthouse technology has changed, certainly, over the centuries. The structures widely used to mark dangerous reefs and shorelines, harbors, that sort of thing, they were very pivotal to marine travel. So pivotal, in fact, in 1789, Congress passed an act that secured the maintenance and protection of all lighthouses under the federal government. The 200th anniversary of the act, Senator John Chafee in Rhode Island sponsored a resolution to designate August the 7th as National Lighthouse Day. So that's why people will talk about lighthouses there. If you go on vacation to any place that's shore, how close is the nearest lighthouse now that you live on the shore in New Jersey, Victoria? How close is the nearest lighthouse to you? Do you know?
Yeah, actually, we're sort of equidistant in between two. One is the Atlantic Highlands, which actually looks directly out onto Manhattan. It's a really beautiful spot. Yeah. That's a national landmark. And then there's another one in Seagirt, New Jersey. So we're about like 20 minutes on either side of us. We've got two old restored lighthouses that are really pretty.
Oh, cool. Yeah, cool. All right, so Jennifer, we missed you yesterday and all your excitement about television. What's in the television report? What's new today, tonight? We never talk about daytime television. I don't know. We always talk about nighttime television.
And it's too bad we don't, because I think soap stars are actually the hardest working people in television. They have to learn page after page after page of dialogue every single day. So
every
we should
day.
Talk about the soap operas, I think.
Well, also the daily talk shows, what's on The View or what's on Ellen or what's on whoever else is doing
you
Steve Harvey's
show. You used to like
show.
Wendy Williams a lot.
Wendy Williams, yeah, same thing. Right.
Doug had like a little Wendy crush, so there you go.
Really?
All right, yeah. Well, I can't tell you about that, but what I can tell you about is what's on television tonight. So
we could
start with that. How about if we go to Discovery and we start with The Deadliest Catch, because they're doing a two-hour back-to-back spectacular. The Deadliest Catch, The Bait, will be tonight at 8 o'clock. That's new on Discovery, followed by The Deadliest Catch, No Bait, apparently, at 9 o'clock, and then Hard to Kill at 10 o'clock. Sounds like a great night of television on Discovery. Yeah. Cash Cab, Our Favorite Ladies, two big episodes tonight at 8 o'clock on the Game Show Network. Married at First Sight is new tonight on Lifetime, and it's actually there are three big episodes. 2 half-hours start at 8 and 8:30. Then there is a long, hour-long episode of Married at First Sight, followed by 7-Year Switch. That's at 10 o'clock on Lifetime, so some good stuff there. If you go over to the networks, I'm excited about this one. Kara, maybe you are too. ABC premieres Bachelor in Paradise tonight at 8 o'clock, followed by a new show called Castaways. That's at 10. NBC All New Tonight with America's Got Talent at 8 o'clock, followed by Making It. Fox has their game shows tonight. Beat Shazam is new at 8, followed by Andy Cohen and Love Connection at 9. And that's about it. CBS All In reruns tonight. CW has a new episode of The 100 and The Outpost.
Yeah. All right. So Matt Lauer is making the social rounds in the Hamptons this past week or so. He was at a party for a charity race. He was also seen driving his own old Range Rover Discovery, not a Discovery, like, what's the Defender? And it has a for sale sign on the side of it. I thought that was kind of interesting. Anyway, that's all the gossip I have for you right now. Time for sports news, Jennifer. Let's get to Mike. Is it Scotia? How do you pronounce his name?
Say it again.
Scotia? Yeah. Well, how do you pronounce his name?
It's Mike Scotia.
Scotia.
Yeah, but it makes, when you say it, it makes me like feel warm and fuzzy because my grandfather.
S-C-I-O-S-C-I-A. And it's pronounced Scotia?
Scotia. But my grandfather used to say Scotia just like you did, so it makes me all warm and fuzzy inside, right. Even though he knew it was Scotia. He'd call it Mike Scotia.
Uh-huh.
Yes, my bunkie. Yeah. All right, well, it was the secret that the Los Angeles Angels manager, Mike Scioscia, who, by the way, is my favorite Dodger of all time. He was a catcher for the Dodgers for entire career, number 14 while I was growing up. He hoped to keep it all season long. He had made up his mind before spring training that this would be his final season, not only as the Angels manager, but with no intention to manage again. Not that old, I would say. He's 59. Yeah, so he's not that old, but he's been managing a long time. He's the longest tenured manager in the major leagues and the third highest paid manager in baseball. He's retiring after the season. He told his family and friends he wanted no publicity, no fanfare, no farewell ceremonies. He was hopeful that after the Angels' final game September 30th against the A's, he could just step away quietly after 19 seasons with the team. Yet, in this day and age, it's very tough to keep a secret. We talk about leakers all the time. And when word leaked out Saturday night that Scioscia would likely step down, he was left scrambling, saying he would address the situation after the season. He had said it was poppycock. He and the general manager, Billy Epler, still haven't had a conversation about his future. It's unknown whether he would be invited back even if he wanted to return, because there is already a short list of in-house candidates to replace him. But soon, hundreds of resumes will be landing on the general manager's desk. He's had the longest run of any manager since Bobby Cox spent 21 years with the Atlanta Braves and the sixth longest of all time. He's the only active coach in North American sports with a longer tenure, by the way, is Greg Popovich of the San Antonio Spurs. So Mike Scioscia is a great guy. Amazing, amazing person. We've gotten a chance to meet him a few times. He's awesome. So
how
if he wants
he
to step down...
People, when they talk about some of the oldie moldy guys, they talk about Tommy Lasorda.
Well, he was a protege of Tommy. He played under Tommy Lasorda through his entire career, and when he almost got snubbed. He should have been added as the Dodgers manager, but when they didn't, he went to the Angels, and I think he took a lot of Lasorda with him for sure.
Yeah. All right. So Mike Scioscia.
Scioscia. There you
go. Good luck to him. All right, next up is a focus on soccer and what goes on with women who are playing soccer, how their brains are being affected in some circumstances. Apparently, according to some research that's been done, the study suggests that women's brains are affected more than men's brains. 98 amateur soccer players underwent MRIs as part of the Einstein Soccer Study at the Einstein College of Medicine, an effort that hopes to determine the extent of brain damage from head injuries in soccer. My friends at Saroscan in Denver were the ones that did the examination, and then the interpretation of the work was done at the Einstein College. Study found that women who headed the ball in a similar number of times to men, from the ages of 18 to 50 in a one-year period, exhibited five times more extensive brain damage than men. Wow, that's pretty significant.
Horrible. Yeah.
It really is. Why? Well, it supported longstanding belief that women experience more trauma and head injuries than men do, but also because the study takes the deepest dive into soccer-related head injuries to date. Putting it together with sex or not, it still shows you how dangerous it is to play soccer. So
it's not soccer itself, because I played soccer my whole life. I never took headers, though, like once.
Well,
maybe,
isn't that part of the what you do?
Well, but there are youth leagues now where headers are illegal. So, and that's probably the future of soccer. Headers are just not going to be allowed. But other than that, there's nothing wrong with soccer. It's a great sport, and it's good exercise. So, you know, we don't want kids to just become blobs who only play video games so they don't get, you know, a head injury, but that's an easy fix for just removing that from the game. That doesn't really disrupt. Some people can make the argument, but I don't really think it disrupts the game that much either to just take it out.
There are this whole business. Can you do that? I saw somebody online taking football or making fun of football because it's not tough anymore. You don't have to be tough to play a bunch of wimps I still see people in video rehashes of games that are getting hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
But this person was saying, no, let's go back to hitting hard. The violence is what makes people watch the game.
I think it's super easy to say that when you're the one who's watching the game and you're not the one who's 45 with dementia.
Right. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, so in this circumstance, I just wonder, what is the best advice, Victoria, to give to parents and to children who want to do this?
I think just taking headers out. I think that's a very easy fix.
So how do you stop the ball? They use their heads now to stop the ball. So what is the technique to stop the ball if you don't use your head?
Well, you can use your chest. No, arms, that's a handball. But, yeah, a lot. Right. If you're trying to stop the ball, then if you're not the goalie, then that's just a chest ball.
You gotta jump.
Yeah, but that's normally a chest ball. Headers are not really used defensively. They're really used more on the offense. So if you just take that out as a way to score a goal that's no longer allowed, then it's just your feet and all the way that soccer really was meant to be.
So you played soccer in high school, college? Where did you play?
Yeah, my whole life I've played soccer, yeah.
You still play?
I have in the last couple of years. I've played just some pickup games and stuff, but I played competitively since I was like six.
Really?
Yeah.
What about you, Kara? What do you do? Are there
not a lot of land sports is what I say. Yeah. Not a lot of soccer or running. I swam competitively and I played water polo in college.
Jennifer, do you play any sports?
The only thing I was
any
good at was basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're so tall.
Well, no, because the ball's bigger. I couldn't see that little ball coming out.
Okay. All right. Well, there's interesting things. Parents, keep all the information in mind as we get closer to school. A lot of the football preparation for high school football starts around here anyway. In the next week or 10 days, the kids go back to school early for football practice, which kind of amuses me always to go back to school. No, we'll go back to school so we can
pre-season.
Play football.
Yep.
Yeah, right. All right, 48 after the hour. Let me mention Calitrin, the protein supplement that assists your body in burning off fat. Get rid of the fat efficiently. The body produces collagen naturally, proteins naturally, but as you get older, it diminishes the amount that is being made or produced by your body so that you can stay muscular, get rid of the fat. Doesn't happen as you get older. That's why you get fat when you get older. And so in order to get rid of it, Dr. Ken says he's never seen a 90-year-old fat person in the sense that the idea here is to keep yourself strong. You can work around a lot of the focus on muscle and strength and stuff. Healthy weight loss is what Calitrin is all about. The essential ingredient is that collagen protein, which helps you get the muscle that I talk about all the time. As you get older, you need to have muscle. Women and men, more muscle, better life. And don't you like to be strong? I think it's a great thing. Maintaining weight and being strong. Taking collagen is amazing, and how it stimulates your body is amazing, and how you lose the weight is amazing. It's very simple, very selective in that it works, and there's no the stuff that is the other weight loss products. You take a capsule and you get all caffeined up new. This is all natural. Look at the ingredients when you get it. Go to toploss.com, special 10% deal, 10% off, and a free bottle when you buy three or more. Be sure to check the box for DJV at toploss.com. DJV. Calitrin. Know your way. Know how to lose the weight, the benefits of using Calitrin at toploss.com. Get a special 10% discount using the code DJV.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here we are at 53 past the hour to take technology. Said again, Doug. There it is. Technology. Now that I said it, I'm not going to get it out of my mouth, Victoria. Taking technology seriously. There we are. Starting with Alexa as a new tool to help you stop those bungling burglars that are trying to break into your house.
That's true. Well, homeowners have always kind of come up with clever ways to scare away potential burglars. They leave televisions on, dummy cameras, beware of dog signs, things like that. But a new skill for Amazon's Echo Smart Speaker, which includes Alexa as the assistant, it takes things to a new level. There's a new away mode, which attempts to trick potential burglars into thinking someone's actually home by playing long audio clips that sound like real conversations are happening inside the house. The skill was actually created by Hippo Insurance, which is a San Francisco-based company, and it includes about a half a dozen conversations. What they did was kind of funny. They enlisted the help of comedians and improv actors to stage these conversations. Some of them are really funny. There's a couple that's breaking up while they're watching TV, a frustrated mom trying to help her daughter assemble IKEA furniture over the phone, and then two average guys talking about what makes them unique because they want to start a podcast. So if you're a potential burglar, you could be listening in on these conversations, and they're pretty convincing. So some police detectives who were also involved, they were asked to share their opinion. They actually think it might work. And they said eventually, if a thief is really determined to get into your house and has been sort of staking out your place while you're on vacation, a determined thief will realize that they're being played. But he said for the casual thief, this might actually be a real solution. And all you need to do is just tell Alexa to play away mode, and you can pick a specific conversation, or you can have her just shuffle conversations throughout the whole time that you're gone. And it's the new high-tech way of keeping burglars out. And it's free if you have Alexa.
It's free! I think what they ought to do
is record actual fights that husbands and wives are having and play them up loud. That'll keep the burglars away.
Well, one of them is a couple breaking up, so it is pretty loud.
Okay, yeah. All right. Hasbro is releasing a line of Nerf guns based on a video game. The video game is Overwatch. Let's listen.
The Geek Out. Overwatch has been a ridiculously popular video game, spawning its own professional league, whose championship final was recently broadcast live on ESPN, by the way. And now it's time for the merchandise. There is lots of silly and extreme-looking firepower in Overwatch, so why not a line of Nerf guns? The first will be a shotgun from the game, so it won't be functional in that way, but it will hold a bunch of Nerf rounds. And if successful, Hasbro will have a real winner on its hands. Overwatch has many options for other Nerf replicas, and one could easily see how the toy company could end up with a long list of product like LEGO has done with its Star Wars licensing. We don't yet have pricing, but the Nerf Overwatch Reaper shotgun is due in 2019.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
All right, let's get back to action here, Victoria. Google's Android P is launching, or relaunching, it looks like.
Well, they launched the newest version with a new name, and so P is for pie. They like to name things after food. So pie follows Oreo, nougat, marshmallow, and lollipop. So pie is, and it's not like the math nerdy symbol, this is an actual, like, cherry pie. So that's the new moniker for the latest version of Android. Google finally revealed all this on Monday. Along with the Android 9 Pie, it's coming out of the beta test phase. It will start showing up on Google Pixel phones, smartphones, as over-the-air updates. So you won't really need to do anything specific with that. The bad news is, if you are waiting for this and you have Sony Mobile, or if you have an LG, or if you have a Samsung, any of the other branded Android phones, you will have to wait at least another 6 to 8 months to start getting these. They're just not rolling them out to the other branded phones. They're starting with their own Google Pixel phone. And then
who has a Google Pixel phone? You know anybody who's got a Google phone?
I actually do. A lot of techie, super techie people love it.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, it's very popular.
That's for sure. I'll never get one.
You will never need one.
Never. 59 pounds.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.